Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I'm broadcasting from our KNST studio in Tucson. Romy's broadcasting from our KTAR studio in Phoenix. And the one significant difference between the two studios, Romy, is in this studio, they have provided me with four bottles of flavored vodka. I have no idea what this is supposed to mean, but I've got pineapple, peach, plain, and red berry vodka from France.
It's a little different than the Dunkin' Donuts up here, huh?
I haven't tried. Yeah, it beats the Dunkin' Donuts at KTR. they were sitting here at the broadcaster station. I thought, okay, man, they have a lot more fun at KNST than we do up at KTAR. Hey, we're broadcasting live. We're here to take your questions. I'm in Tucson. Like I was saying, if you want to come to the gym show, you better make a room reservation. I was very lucky to get the last room in town. It was the honeymoon suite. It's about 600 square feet. It's got its own jacuzzi tub right there in the middle of the room. There's mirrors everywhere. But because it was the last room in town and because I was by myself, the lady that checked me in did give it to me for half price. So I got my deal there. We've got open lines at 1-888-767-4348. But before we go to the lines, and I see we've got Bill calling from Green Valley and Matt calling from Surprise, I want to introduce y'all to someone I consider my favorite friend of the show. He is an architect operating out of Phoenix, but has projects all over. In 27 years of doing this show, the favorite shows I can look back and say those were the most fun shows I ever did is we had Don Ryden on, and we talked about the history of building residential homes in Arizona. It went on for a month, and I absolutely enjoyed it to death. We're welcoming Don Ryden back to the show today to announce a special dedication and commemoration that will be occurring on Statehood Day. Don, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here.
Well, tell us what you've got going on. This is a great honor for you.
Oh, it is indeed. This is kind of a design project of a lifetime. My firm, Ryden Architects, was selected to design a memorial to our governor, senator, and judge, Ernest McFarland. Now, he was quite a fellow who had his hand in lots of things during the mid-century, 20th century. He affected both Arizona and the country in that he primarily is remembered as being the father of the GI Bill. And so if anybody out there in the listening audience is a veteran who got a home loan or reduced tuition for education, you can thank Mac for the GI Bill. And if you drink water or take a bath between Phoenix and Tucson, thank him for getting the CAP Canal Project coming through. So,
How about if you enjoy seeing state parks?
State parks is a great thing too, because I think it was about 1958. He was the one who signed the papers that created our state parks that preserves our recreational water areas and our historic buildings.
He's really one of these Arizonans that have really left a positive thumbprint, not only just on Arizona but throughout the nation.
It is true. He has significance for both our country and for our state. And yet, because the man was kind of self-effacing, he was literally a farmer judge, and he was more concerned about getting things done than pushing his own political career. And that's probably why he's not so well remembered today. Because he cared more about getting things done. He was a workhorse, not a show pony.
So tell us what you have put together to commemorate the life of Ernest McFarland.
Well, the grandchildren of Ernest McFarland, led by one of the brothers, John Lewis, commissioned us to design a memorial with a garden and put it in the Wesley Boland Plaza to replace an earlier, smaller memorial to Mack. And they asked us to do something that was quite challenging, because this was supposed to be a memorial for a man who would have wanted no memorial. And thus, in so doing, we made it as much about the visitor as we did about the man himself, because it's all about relevance to our world here in Arizona and America today.
And y'all are going to be dedicating it on Statehood Day. Are the public invited?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody can come out at 2 o'clock to Wesley Boland Plaza. It's right next to the monument you probably heard of, which is the Salute to the Fallen, the big guns from the USS Arizona and from the Mighty Mo battleships. This memorial is the peacetime counterpart to the wartime memorial. And we're going to have this dedication, turning it over to the state of Arizona and the people here at 2 o'clock on Statehood Day, Valentine's Day. What could be more romantic than to take your honey to this place? Because it's not just a memorial, it's also a beautiful, peaceful garden, a desert botanical garden as well.
Well, again, one of my favorite friends of the show, architect Don Ryden of Ryden Architects. Don, again, I appreciate you coming on air and sharing this with us. It's the Arizona history education I like. It's shining a spotlight on a man that lived humbly and did very much for all of us here in Arizona, as well as every veteran throughout the country, Ernest McFarland. And congratulations to you for being picked, hand-picked, to create this memorial.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Take care.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. That is, again, next Saturday. Let's go now to Green Valley and bring Bill into the conversation. Welcome to the program, Bill. How may we help you, sir?
Good morning. My question has to do with cleaning your ducts in your home. I had a furnace man call on me recently to do his regular maintenance, check all the workings of the furnace. And he suggested, after asking me how long I had been in the house, and told him I moved in here in 05, and it was a new home that was built. And he said, when you're going to have your ducts cleaned? And so anyway, we got into a conversation about it, and he suggested that I have these ducts cleaned in the house because of the buildup of the dust. And I was just wondering, is that legit, or is there any way that I can tell if he's just looking for work?
Okay, that's a great question, because we see that in the Red Plum mailers, we see it in the Groupons, we see it in the Penny Savers, special offers to come clean your ducts for $79.99 or $119.99. Here's the thing about duct cleaning, Bill. If it's done correct, it needs to be done only by a licensed air conditioning contractor. And I'm going to tell you why. And you said your heating contractor was the guy out there, so he may be very well the perfect guy to do this. But I'm talking to everyone who's looking at those coupons wondering, should I get my ducts clean? To properly clean your ducts, you have to partially disassemble your air conditioning unit, because if you don't clean the coils and the condensate pan and all the other things that the air passes over as it's being redelivered to your home, just cleaning the ducts isn't going to do a thing. So we tell people, find a duct cleaning contractor or an air conditioning contractor that does duct cleaning. Make sure they clean the coil with a bacteriostatic soap. Rinse it real clean. Make it sparkling just like new. Then you clean the ducts. And then you have to properly filter the air we're circulating through your house. We generally recommend that should be through a 1-inch paper pleated filter, not the thin little fiberglass filters. If you replace that filter every 30 to 60 days, you get your ducts clean. These people that want you to have your ducts clean twice a year, once a year, are not doing you a favor. It should cost you about $400 to $500 to get the ducts properly cleaned, including the A coil and the condenser unit and everything in your air conditioning system, treat it right by filtering the air well through a 1-inch paper pleated filter, you shouldn't have to get your ducts clean again for 8 to 10 years. So that's my sermon on duct cleaning.
And if it's if it was Green Valley Heating and Cooling, you're working with a great company. If it's not, I would suggest giving them a call and getting a second opinion on whether that's something you need to or not. Now, if you've been in it 10 years and nothing's been done, it probably is time. But you can get a hold of them at 625-1234. Real easy. Green Valley Heating and Cooling, 625-1234. And, of course, they're are located in the Green Valley region at rosieonthehouse.com. You can find 24/7. Let's bring Matt into the conversation and see what we can do to help him this Arizona Saturday morning. Matt, go ahead.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I had a toilet overflow in my upstairs bathroom, and it came through, excuse me, the drywall in the kitchen in one little area. I'm just wondering, do I have to actually replace that drywall? It happened a week ago on Sunday. Or can I sand it or spray it with something to...
Well, we're convinced that the toilet upstairs is working correctly now.
Yeah, I had replaced the little plunger. The thing wasn't, I guess, got stuck open, the valve thing, and then it just overflowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was making a sandwich downstairs, and I'm like, I wonder why water's gripping on me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of water you want dripping on you, too, as you're eating. Ugh.
There's two levels of repair we need to consider here. Was it clean water or wastewater?
Well,
Matt?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, clean water out of the toilet, or was it polluted?
No, it was clean water.
Okay.
We take a look at a drywall ceiling, and if when it's still damp and wet, we can kind of push it back up in place and hold it there and let it re-dry flat, we can save it. If, in fact, it's bellied down and it's re-dried and it's reshaped itself, you're probably going to have to cut it out and replace it.
And that being the case, we're going to...
He's in surprise. Yeah, haven't we just called Rick Thompson?
There you go. We're going to break right here. We'll be right back.